foot.
When I'm queen, I will create the new order.
I am to inherit the Iron Throne. She will block my way.
Hello, still watching listeners. It's been a while. I'm Richard Lawson, and I'm back to announce our new season and our return to Westeros for HBO's House of the Dragon, which, as you may know, is a prequel to Game of Thrones. To cover the show, I'll be joined by a co-host who's new to VF, but very, very familiar with this whole world. And that's Josh Wigler. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Richard. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to join you and some other recurring guests to talk about House of the Dragon this season, which premieres August 22nd. It's adapted from a book by George R.R. Martin called Fire and Blood. And unlike Game of Thrones, it's a story that's actually finished. So one of many things we'll be talking about is how closely it sticks to the books and how much room for surprise it leaves. I've been rereading the book and diving deep back into Westeros over these last couple of weeks, and I'm feeling very ready to return. Richard, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good that you're feeling ready.
Well, at least one of us is.
Yeah. I am not quite as up on the ancient history of Westeros as I am on the present tense of Game of Thrones. I have read, I think there was like a Kindle single or something that was about some of the dragons in the Targaryen family, which I think is adjacent to what this show is going to be. So I know a little bit about the world, but not a ton. So I'm excited to kind of dive in and, you know, pick your expertise brain and hopefully have some fun. I mean, I don't know. Do you think that the world is ready to go back to Game of Thrones adjacent stuff after that kind of maligned final season of the show?
I think ready is a loaded word. Yeah. I mean, gosh, it's so wild to think about how that was 2019 and how much has changed since then. Let me go back to the time where the biggest problem was bickering about a final season of a TV show. So I know I'm ready, but I am very interested in the question that you are asking me as it applies to everybody who is not just listening to this podcast, but is planning on, is a TV consumer and is somebody who either loved Game of Thrones or at least was Game of Thrones curious and then heard the things about the final season. Is this a show that's worth my investment? I don't know what the answer is. I'm very excited personally. I'm very excited to dive back into the world. I have been reading the book that this one is based on, and I think it's going to be very compelling. The material that it is mining for this new series is very, very loaded with a lot of what made Game of Thrones great and a lot of what made Game of Thrones pretty hard to watch at times as well. So I'm very excited about unpacking all of that. And to your point about dragons, Richard, oh yeah, here be dragons.
Lots of dragons. So in case people need a sort of primer like I do, to kick this season off next Monday, August 15th, we'll have a preview episode with a lot more background from the books and speculation about what's to come. I'm sure I'll have a lot of questions. And then starting August 22nd, so that's the day after House of the Dragon premieres, we'll have new episodes of Still Watching each Monday, breaking down the previous night's episode.
Yes, and I will be recapping the episodes on VF.com for even more detail, if that's possible, Richard.
Oh, it's possible. I believe it. So please join us every week right here on Still Watching, and we'll see you in Westeros.